So I've been working with a colleague at Arkansas, John Way, and David Udall is involved in this work as well, around the kind of the how we overlook students who only have or mainly have a spatial strength. So a lot of our talent development programs focus on those verbal and quantitative abilities and the abstract general abilities. But we have this pool of students that we've identified, and our data shows that there might be up to 3 million US students whose academic or their talent lies in spatial reasoning, but not in verbal or quantitative. So we're really interested in who those 3 million students are and how their talents might be developed. So we've shown that they struggle more in school, they struggle to be successful, may need some more support or different kinds of support from other talented students. So that's kind of the missing pool of spatially talented students. But in addition, we've looked at kind of the demographic characteristics, and we do think that there's evidence that including spatial reasoning skills might help us identify students from historically underrepresented groups to develop their talents and to integrate them into some of these talent development systems.